The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, this is Lorraine McIntosh reporting from Spain for the week. This week there's been lots about rain and the outfall of having too much. The 29th of October being the first anniversary of the flood disaster in Pai Porta, just south of Valencia City. Lamas, depression isolated in high levels, are a not uncommon weather event in the coastal region of the Valencian community. In simple language, a great ball of very cold air is trapped high in the sky. And when this comes in contact with the warm, humid air coming in from the sea, it forms supercharged wet clouds. So last year, the Dana that got stuck inland from Pai Porta dumped so much rain that it broke all Spanish records. 185 litres per square metre in 1 hour, and for 24 hours, 772 litres per square metre, levels one can't imagine. But the ongoing outcry a year later is why the civil defence warning system failed. There was an hour or so for this water to run downhill to the areas that were flooded. Clearly there were failures initially, as well as the 3 to 4 days after when the army wasn't called in to help. No one has faced up to responsibility for the problems, although it finally looks as if the president of the community will not be seeking re-election. But I think he should just resign. It turns out he was having a long afternoon tea with an attractive journalist between the critical hours of 3 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. You can imagine the scandal that has led rise to. He was receiving notification during that time from civil defence, but perhaps his lack of attention and orders were part of the lethal warning delays. As the ultimate boss, he was also responsible for the political appointment of inexperienced councillors to key positions in civil defence. As a politician, sometime your number is up, and that's just the breaks. Such behaviour, as has been shown in this case, does nothing to help public confidence in politicians. But back to memorial services for the over 220 dead, and a reminder that these weather events are part of life in this region on the coast, with other dramatic Dana events at about 20 to 30 year intervals. Their non-human cause problems. It seems that the French police have 4 suspects in custody for the sensational robbery at the Louvre in Paris, all picked up on DNA tests with none of the jewels in sight. Quite amazing how modern techniques help nowadays. I happened to have last weekend in Paris, and the corner where the 2 in the furniture lift went up and down is now something of a tourist site. We managed photos driving past, and it is amazing that a truck lift could have stopped in a main Paris street like they did. Going up to Paris for a weekend is very easy from here with a shortish 2-hour flight. From Valencia, we have Air France's cheap version called Hop, flying up 3 or 4 times a day direct. Of course, it isn't so cheap there, but being the most visited city in the world, but their most big cities aren't. I suppose hopping up there is a bit like popping over to Sydney for a few days. So for the week, it's goodbye from Lorraine in Spain.
Reporting from Valencia, Spain, former Nelsonian Lorraine McIntosh. Today's technology allows us to keep in touch with locals who live abroad. If you're heading overseas and would like to report back to Fresh FM listeners, ring the studio nearest you or contact Fresh FM through the website freshfm.net.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.